have an interesting question from Varshana Devi Dasi, and she's asking, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami gives emphasis to the worship of Madan Mohan as the Sambandha Vigraha, Govindaji as the Abhideya, and Gopinath Gopijana Balabha as the Prayojan Vigraha. So, how does this happen in practice to devotees, especially in addition to their own Ishtadeva in London, London Radha Nishwara, in New York, then Radha Govinda? How do we worship these other deities in relationship to their own Ishtadeva? Well, of course, Kaviraj Goswami is residing in Vrindavan, and he is directly worshipping these eternal forms of the Lord who have manifested for this particular purpose to facilitate the advancement of Vaishnavas. And Srila Prabhupada also gave us the permission and the instruction to visit Vrindavan. And when we do, then we pray to Madan Mohan, please let me understand my position as your eternal servant. Give up this bodily conception of life. When we visit Govindaji, then we pray for strength in our spiritual practices, freedom from bad habits, and understanding of how to go step by step through the different stages of devotional service, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anatta nibriti, nishtha, tata sakti, tata ruchi, and go step by step along these. And when we visit Gopinath, Gopijana Balabha, then to him we pray that someday may I too be able to engage in that type of service that the other residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, are engaged in. And of course, if someone has become so purified in heart, then pray to the Lord to reveal the technicalities of that service. Now, of course, the question comes up, okay, but you know, what happens when you're not visiting Vrindavan, or what happens when you don't have the opportunity to go to Vrindavan? Then, if you're, say, in Radha Bhaktivedanta manner and you're worshipping Radha Gokulananda, then in Radha Gokulananda you see all of these forms of the Lord simultaneously, one and different. So in our prayers to Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, you're also Madan Mohan, the person who reveals to us our identity as your eternal servant. Please let me become free from this bodily conception of life and recognize that I am Nitya Krishna Das. Similarly, Radha Gokulananda, and of course then there's so many other deities around the world, I'm just mentioning them. And similarly, worshipping Radha Gokulananda as Govindaji, I have so many unwanted habits. Please help me become free from these unwanted habits so that I can progress forward on the path of devotional service, free from obstacle. Help me be steady in my devotional service. Please let me understand the process of sadhana bhakti. Let me chant free of offense, and so on, and so on, and so on. And similarly with Gopinath, one aspirations for perfection or aspirations for understanding of the details of perfection, we worship that supreme one Lord in these three particular features. We worship our within our Ishtadeva, we see the other forms of the Lord. In that way, devotees are never bereft of any opportunity for further advancement. And Krishna helps us, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes. Scriptures are divided into these three aspects, and each of these three aspects of spiritual development have their presiding deity, and those presiding deities will respond to us, whether we see them individually, or whether we worship them in our own today, or just worship them through the Hare Krishna mantra, or within our minds, but we approach them according to our own level of advancement, according to our own adhikara. Hare Krishna.